USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A tornado hit New Orleans and nearby suburbs Tuesday, destroying some homes and knocking out power to roughly 16,000 homes. At least one person was killed in Arabi, Louisiana. Local officials say several others were injured, and the tornado caused widespread damage in St. Bernard's Parish. President Biden travels today on a four-day trip that will test his ability to navigate the continent's worst crisis since World War II. He'll meet with key allies in Brussels and Warsaw this week. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
He will work with allies on longer-term adjustments to NATO force posture on the eastern flank. He will announce joint action on enhancing European energy security and reducing Europe's dependence on Russian gas.
Celebrity chef and TV personality Gordon Ramsay is set to open his sixth restaurant in Las Vegas. Ramsay's Kitchen will open this fall at Harrah's on the famed Las Vegas Strip. USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
After jumping to nearly 8% inflation in February, America's economy has seen better days.
Americans are getting increasingly concerned about rising costs for goods like gas and food. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, accuses Democrats of not addressing inflation.
Unfortunately, Washington Democrats' response to these hardships has been as misguided as the war on American energy and runaway spending that helped create them.
The Biden administration says Russia's invasion of Ukraine caused the latest spike in oil prices and has called on Congress to pass the president's Build Back Better Act. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For those allergic to yeast in foods like breads and pizza, the reaction has been described as really brutal. Ernest DiMaio is a material scientist at the University of Naples. He claims he found a way to make foods rise without yeast. It's explained how in Tuesday's edition of Physics of Fluids. USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
On Tuesday, Republican Senator Ted Cruz questions Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson over her views on critical race theory. Here's some of that interaction.
In your understanding, what does critical race theory mean? What is it?
Senator, my understanding is that critical race theory is it is an academic theory that is about the ways in which race interacts with various institutions. It doesn't come up in my work as a judge. It's never something that I've studied or relied on, and it wouldn't be something that I would rely on if I was on the Supreme Court.
Between the races, it views every conflict as a racial conflict. Do you think that's an accurate way of viewing society and the world we live in?
Senator, I don't think so, but I've never studied critical race theory, and I've never used it. It doesn't come up in the work that I do as a judge.
Supreme Court confirmation hearings, day three, continue this morning. Next month, about 48 million eligible French voters will choose who will govern the nation for the next 5 years. Facing the first invasion on European soil since the end of World War II, voters will have to decide whether to give President Emmanuel Macron a second chance or change course in a more radical way. It was on this day in 2011, Hollywood icon Elizabeth Taylor died from congestive heart failure at a Los Angeles hospital. Miss Taylor was 79. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.